Okay.
I heard Donna earlier.
Oh, I'm on.
Hi, Donna. Is Donna Dregan here, too?
I don't know if she has the right number. I hope she has it. I hope she got the email.
I can call her on the phone and see what she says, if you like.
Yeah, call her and make sure she has her number.
I'll go check with her right now.
Hey, Donna, this is Kathleen, and I found your number by looking on the events page on the Heart Center website, and I found that that's how I got in.
Oh,
so
good.
It looks like it's the same you've used a lot of times, right?
Oh, it's a different number. It should be on the page because we changed it and told Jeanette and Carol and everybody. And it came out in our email letter.
Okay, and it's a nice picture of you two on the page.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, well, we'll mute now.
Thank you. Who do we have with us tonight? If you're there, go ahead and answer.
John Bosley's here.
Oh, good.
Janice Abrams.
Hi, Janice.
Sharon Wallace.
Elaine Ramirez.
Yes.
They're all on the other line.
Oh, they've got to get on the regular, on the new line. We have a brand new line now.
They're just to come over now. Give them like a minute.
Okay, I know Barbara was calling Donna to tell her the new number, which we thought not everybody got the emails and that went out, but maybe not.
Sandra Evans in Chicago and Daniel Paul in Minnesota.
Oh, great. Thank you, Sandra and Daniel Paul. I'm so glad
Thank
you're
with
you. Us. Valerie, yes,
thank you.
Oh, good. Great. I'm so glad you joined us. Hang on to that new number.
Yo.
We're hoping to keep it the
Joanne.
Same.
Joanne.
Yes.
Joanne from Jacksonville.
Oh, hi, Joanne from Jacksonville. I'm so glad you're
hi.
With us. How's your mom?
She's doing okay.
Great.
I think she's going to be, she didn't come over to my house last night, so hopefully she's connecting on the teleclass at home. She's having some heel spur issues, so.
Okay, well.
She didn't come over last night. I mean, she didn't come over today.
You did get our email invitation.
Yes.
Good.
Okay. Donna, this is Barbara again.
Yes.
I called Donna Dregan's number, and it went straight into the voicemail. So she is on the phone. Hopefully she's not calling the wrong number, but.
Hi, Barbara, we all just hung up and we're all calling the new number now. Donna's about to call. We're
yeah,
all
I'm
new
oh
number.
Good.
Excellent.
I'm here. Donna Dregan is here. I don't know about Donna.
Okay. Okay. Great.
Sorry.
That's okay. I thought that you had all gotten the new email. We're forced to change our number, and this has confused a few people that already knew the old number and probably didn't notice that the new number was on there. But anyway, we were forced to change by the free conferencing call group, sorry to say. Try to update.
On the agenda on the home page, the number is the old number.
Really?
Yeah.
On the home page, it's on the
yeah.
On the
home page of the Heart Center in the
yeah.
middle of the page.
Oh, the banner picture. Oh shoot, I didn't even check that.
Picture has the right phone number.
Well, no, not the banner picture,
okay.
but the agenda where it says Heart Share, you know, down in the agenda.
Oh,
not the poster, just the. Where it says Heart Share listed, you know, at the time of the schedule today, the schedule for today. And when you hit that, the old number shows up.
Okay, I'll have to call Alice and see about changing that because I think she does that. Okay.
Yeah, she does the calendar.
Right, that's the calendar. Okay, well, we'd better get started then. Cindy, are you there? Cindy?
She will be. She was on the other line.
She knows then that the number has changed.
Yeah, she
okay.
knows.
Okay, well, we'll wait for her to get on then for a few minutes. I might just mention tonight that there are some very amazing things that I discovered as I was studying and preparing for the class. Was this wonderful heart stream that Angel Gabriel gave on the 12th. And his heart stream is called The Days Are Shortened for the Elect. And I would have loved to have included that tonight, but didn't get it until after I'd already started the other one. So we may use that one coming up soon. But he says, oh, my horn this night, today.
I am here.
Cindy, you're there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, good. Well, let me mute everybody. Hang on here, and I will mute.
Can anybody mute this phone? Who's speaking? Sounds like David.
Hold on.
Somebody's listening to the radio, obviously.
Everybody be real quiet. Good. Okay. Now everybody is muted, and to get back in, you need to hit star 6. So, Cindy, hit star 6 if you can hear me.
I can. So, am I going to be repeating anything that you said if I start at the beginning?
No, you won't repeat anything.
Okay, great. Okay. Well, hi, everyone, and thank you for joining us and presenting the class tonight. Besides myself, Cynthia, are Donna Dragan, Sharon, Lenore, Barbara, and our beloved Donna Korth. Now, tonight, we are honored to hear from the amazing Archangel Michael. He says, I come on this day dedicated to me for the victory of light within your world, your life, your aura. He says the art of his ministry is to assist every light bearer to be victorious in order to ascend, which means that you do not have to return to this planet after this lifetime. Now, doesn't that sound wonderful? So at the end of the class, in about 75 minutes, you're invited to stay with us to find out what is happening in our community and how you can benefit. Ask any questions and or share any insights and experiences you've had. And give us any prayer requests for you and your family or friends, and or join us in prayer. Now I'd like to give our mission and vision statements. Our mission. Within our Heart Center community, we realize personal enlightenment through our higher self and share the Ascended Master's teachings and our love wisdom throughout the earth. Our vision, we live in sustainable golden crystal age communities in joy and in harmony with Mother Nature. Using solar sciences of the spirit, we radiate light and we live and love as one. Now I'd like to do an invocation, and I invite everyone to read the following prayer of commitment with me from the invitations that you received. Together. Beloved Archangel Michael, we call upon you to join us and show us how to be fired, inspired, and fully aligned with you and the virtues of God during this challenging time for our planetary body. Help us to feel your presence, envision your promises, and enhance our lives and those around us. Bring us to higher awareness through gratitude and meditation on your blue fire light. We welcome your inspiring words that will penetrate and emanate through us, to know how to rise above the challenges of life and to help others in this process. Beloved Archangel Michael, thank you and your legions for protecting this class from all distractions. Thank you for bringing to class those ready to hear these truths. Amen. Now we'll be singing together the song that we sent you. It's decree number 10.023 in the decree book, and the title of it is I Am Standing Now with Michael. So as we sing this song with great reverence to Archangel Michael, practice saluting to the archangels and observe how it makes you feel. I also now turn this class over to beloved Donna. Thank you.
Thank you.
That is a powerful song, and every time you sing it, we sang it three times tonight, every time you sing it equals three times of saying it. And I'm going to tell you a little bit more about that later. But now we will go into the heart stream, which is very powerful. Let's see here. Get up there. This is by Archangel Michael tonight, and it's called For the Victory of Light in This World. It was given last month, but it's very powerful and is very applicable for right now today. And you may not think we are in Armageddon, but the masters and the angels all say we are. If you lived in Syria or in Kenya or in some parts of Egypt and many parts of Africa, you would say, I think we must be in Armageddon because I have suffered and I am miserable. And there are many, if you were one of the young girls that has been kidnapped and raped over and over starting at age 6, you would probably, if you were a Christian at that young age, you would probably think you were in Armageddon. We have been fortunate, many of us here in the United States, because we have been chosen to help bring this end, an end to all of this, and that's why we are alive and well. We chose to come here at this time, and we chose to be united together, which I hope we are, and we'll always hope that more will join us to end this whole time of suffering and challenge that Archangel Michael and the other archangels tell us about regularly. So now we will hear Archangel Michael's heart stream.
Precious heart. I, Archangel Michael, come on this day dedicated to me for the victory of light in your world.
I have to say real quick, this was September 29th, which was Michaelmas Day in honor of Archangel Michael. And it just happened that David Christopher Lewis, who has been chosen by the Masters as their amanuensis, who allows them and invites them to speak through him as they share what's going on in the world and what we need to be praying for. He was driving. He was driving from where he lived in Livingston to, well, another part of Montana anyway, to listen to see his daughter who was doing some athletics. And while he's driving, Archangel Michael came to him. Now, he had planned to have Archangel Michael come to him at a different time that day that was more convenient. But Archangel Michael said, no, it's now. And, of course, Archangel Michael can take charge of his car, his driving. He can see to it that there's not going to be an accident. So David turned on the recorder and just let him speak through him. He was by himself in the car. So this is what you're hearing, and there's going to be parts of it that are a little bumpy because he's in the car driving.
Within your light, within your aura, I am determined that you will fulfill your destiny. And part of my mission is to assist every light bearer who is invested in their own God plan, their own holy mission of light, to be victorious in order to ascend back to the heart of God and to reunite with their great I Am God presence. I come to fulfill in these last days the command of the Lord God to cast out the serpents and the fallen angels from your world. Yet what is your world, precious ones? It is your light as you live it today, in this hour, at this seminal time of Earth's history. when you make the call to me, and when you feel the energy of that blue fire radiance of God manifesting through you, as I come to support you and your work, legions of my band, inspire you to be victorious and to conquer the lesser self with all of its wiles and ways of darkness. Yes, on this 29th of September, 2018, there is much afoot in your world. And so I stand with my feet upon the serpent, and I direct the current of God's energy to negate the nefarious offerings, if you could call them that, of the dark spirits who would entrap you and embroil you in all manner of activities of darkness and vibrations of nihilism.
I'm going to call on Barbara right now. I can't find the questions, but Barbara's going to, oh, here it is. Barbara's going to answer one of the questions that we had on our invitation. What are the best ways to be protected from nefarious forces? So Barbara's going to share some of the ways that she is aware of protecting ourselves today from nefarious forces and what's available out there to do it. So Barbara, hit star six.
Hello. Gosh. Well, Archangel Michael says it very simply. Call to him. Call to me, he says. So when you need help, you feel concern about any situation, call to the angels. A lot of times when I'm watching the news and I see pictures of things going on that I know that are not in accordance to God's will, I call right then and there in my own home while they're talking in the background on the TV, and I just call for Archangel Michael and his legions to take command of that situation. As far as your personal protection, one of the best things you can do, number one, pray regularly, eat healthy, drink pure water so that your mind and your body is clear of toxins and impurities, and maintain your harmony. It's very important to keep an emotional equilibrium so that dark forces can't get a hold of you. And anyway, Donna wanted me to share a story of an accident I was in several years ago. And what I did when I saw impending disaster coming upon me and just what happened. I was on my way home. I was driving from St. Louis back to Texas. I had been up there visiting my daughters, and I was driving across Oklahoma alone. It was early evening, rush hour time. Yes, there is rush hour, even in rural places. And there was a lot of traffic all around me. And I was in the far left lane. There were three lanes of traffic going south. And there's a lot of little roads in Oklahoma that come out into the highways. And I could see up ahead of me quite a distance, but there was a black pickup truck that had pulled out of one of these side roads and was attempting to cross three lanes of highway traffic. And I thought to myself, oh my gosh, somebody's going to hit that person. They're going to run into that truck. then I realized with a shock, as I got a little closer and seeing how slow he was going, that that someone was going to be me. And I started making calls. I called Archangel Michael. I was hollering in the car, to be quite honest. And I was standing on the brake trying to slow down as much as possible. I could not get over. It was either run into him or roll my car in the ditch, which I didn't really want to do. And I just was praying, oh, God, please don't let me kill that little old man, because I could see the little old man. And as he saw my car hurtling towards him, he turned his face towards me, and I could see him plain as day, and he had a little cowboy hat on and everything. And by God's grace, I was driving a Dodge Caravan, and the noses of those kind of slope forward, and it hit him at axle level. If I'd been driving another pickup truck or a regular van that had a square front, it would have hit right at the driver's side door and probably would have injured him. But what it did is it broke the axle and bent the door and whatever, but it did not harm him one bit. I, on the other hand, the airbag inflated, knocked me in the face so hard I thought I was going to pass out. And then there were all kinds of people that stopped their cars and to help. And here was a native Choctaw officer in his garb, and then here was a beautiful young woman. I swear she looked like an angel. She had long red hair, and she opened the door of my car and said, you need to get out of the car now. And so I did, you know, because my car was smoking. It could have blown up in flames at any moment. But I had all this help immediately. And miraculously, I wasn't badly injured after all was checked out. And it was an 85-year-old man and his wife in this pickup truck. Neither one of them was injured at all. They were fine. They had to get the jaws of life to get them out of there because the car was bent. The doors were bent, but they were just fine. So it could have been a whole lot worse. And we ended up getting a new car out of the deal. And and nobody got hurt and nobody was dead. And then I've got a great story to tell. There's a lot more to it, but that's enough for now. Anyway, Archangel Michael has been my friend my whole life, and I call to him every day for all kinds of things, great and small, and he's always there, always, always. He can be your very, very best friend. And whenever I lose anything, I call to him immediately. I ask his angels to help me find stuff, and they always do. And I just call to him, and then I listen, and the answer comes. It's pretty amazing, but it really works.
Thank you, Barbara.
Anyway,
Barbara.
You bet.
Okay, we will continue here.
Precious one, when you yourself align yourself with truth, honor, integrity, and the virtues of God, we, the archangels, and our legions are there in the atmosphere and right where you are to support you, protect you, and to God direct you in all things that are virtuous and holy, pure, and undefiled. Yet even the best of our servants at times find themselves temporarily and states of despair or depression. And it is then that we must come to free you from what has truly ensnared your soul in that moment. I can assure you, Blessed One, that this activity is our joy, though we would be more invested in other work than to save those who know of us and pray to us daily, and some even hourly. Yet, this is the time for the defending of the woman and her seed. And what does that woman represent? She represents your soul, aspiring to oneness with God. She represents the feminine ray across the planet and the rising of the mother light within every devotee. She represents all that is virtuous and pure that all women are meant to outpicture in their lives. And so when you feel any debasement of that mother light within you, it is time to call to us to deliver you from that which assails your soul and your spiritual mooring upon this path of light.
I'm going to ask Sharon if she would talk about attaining and instilling the mother light within us. What are indications that someone has this kind of light? Sharon?
Thank you, Donna.
Yes. Go ahead.
We receive the mother light within us by living virtuous lives and by having pure vision, as in being discerning about what we watch on TV, the movies, even the music we choose to listen to. Also, through all forms of prayer, meditation, fasting, and our sacred work, including doing the rosary. The rosary raises the mother light within us. We must be loving, caring, giving, respectful at all, thoughtful, and we must also be good listeners as patients. Patience is the key. Understanding and focusing on our virtues daily. I usually, as I'm driving to work, it's like a half an hour, I listen to the Elohim songs, and before I do them, I do a Ho'oponopono and Mother Mary rosary. Then I call upon the virtues of all the Elohim to overshine this planet myself and help me to manifest these virtues. I do this on a daily basis, and that helps me to raise the mother light. We can also tell when other people have this within us, because when our soul is in alignment with the mother aspect of God's being, she becomes luminous, joyous, effervescent, inspired and dynamic, and our auras are charged with light. Our souls are rich and brimming with spiritual frequencies. I remember probably about 10 years ago, I was at an affair, and it was a big deal on the East Coast that this woman has every year, and I had been working all night because I was a night worker at the time, but I had promised that I would be there because I was supposed to be colonic on this side too. But long story short, I was there, and I was just amazed at all these people in this selling different, like, hair products and natural products, and everyone was just getting along so wonderfully, and I was just standing there just loving it, just loving being there and just admiring everyone and everything. And this lady came up to me. I saw her coming from across the room, and she said, "Just glowing lady, you are so shining so brightly." So that was an aspect of the mother light that, and I was so tired, I don't even know how she saw it, but I was just, and I was just emanating that luminous essence there. So people near us feel this divine light when we have it. Some can see it in our auras, which I guess is what she saw, and when they see this, less lifted, some receive certain healings through us because of our focus on God, the masters and the angels and the Holy Spirit. They work through us, testing this light. So to develop the soul, we must pray, meditate, and work. Thank you, Donna.
Thank you, Sharon. You're so right. When you have the mother light, people see it in you. And when you have the mother light, you have joy, compassion, mercy, and you have a great sense of awareness, intuitiveness as you are around people. And your awareness can be so high that other people will be attracted to you and want it also.
Precious one, you know the scripture that Jesus in his hour of deep prayer in Gethsemane prayed ceaselessly for assistance from our band. And Holy Amethyst came to him to assist him in those dark hours before his trial, his passion, crucifixion, and all that he experienced at the hands of the nefarious ones. Yet he foresaw all, and this was a part of the divine plan for the Messiah to save millions and even billions of souls from the clutches of the infamous one. Now you are at a crossroads upon earth in this battle of Armageddon, and it is imperative, Blessed Heart, that you ramp up your calls to me daily. And so I ask during this cycle, from now through the end of this year, 2018, that you give those prayers to me, any of them that you desire, 33 times during your morning broadcasts, for the protection both of God's will in your life and the lives of heart friends within this spiritual community and within the greater community of light around the world of sons and daughters of God who are attempting with all of their heart and their God desire to bring forth the kingdom of God upon earth. Yes, we will make the difference for many, for we have never seen defeat. Precious one, and even as the angel of deliverance, even as mighty victory and the great teams of conquerors have always defended God everywhere throughout the cosmos, so we are entrusted with this mission to protect the light, to protect the light bearers, to protect you, your light, your body temple, your mission, your family, your community, your very soul. God is great. We affirm it. God is one. And when you enter into that oneness of God awareness, that blessed state of beingness, where you are undivided in your attention upon your presence, where you enter the unity field through great joy to experience this state of divine bliss. All things are possible unto you by God's grace, because you know that God is the doer in your life, that the Divine One is the one who affirms your very state of being, where you live, move, and have your essence and the matter planes of experience. Gracious One, Michael Mass is an ancient tradition, and on this day, some will have bonfires and experience that ritual of the burning up of the past, of ancient records, of that which they desire to cast into the flame. And though you may not experience this directly where you live, you can assert this endeavor of the transmutation of all that is less than God's perfection in your world with a spiritual bonfire that you envision in your home, on your property, that you meditate with me this evening at 7 p.m. your time and feel the effects of the power of God, the blue fire radiance of God, the protection, the God direction of God manifesting through our angelic intercession in your life at that moment. And when you feel this empowerment, when you experience this dynamism, it shall truly be for you very beneficial. And through your experience of oneness with all light bearers in that hour, there shall be a great influx of light to the entire earth, and we will create a cosmic auric pattern of blue fire radiance around this planet to seal it from all that is less than that God-directed ideal of faith, of holiness, of virtue.
Now, Michaelmas has passed for this year, but that doesn't mean you can't have wonderful communication with Archangel Michael and all the archangels daily. One of the things that I do daily, in fact, every night before I go to bed, is I make calls to Archangel Michael using a replica of his blue flame powerful sword. And I was just looking here. I have it hidden under one of my papers, I guess. But all you have to do is find a knife. It can be a regular table knife that you have in your drawer in your kitchen. Take that table knife out and consecrate it to Archangel Michael, and then call for a replica of him to be, or of his sword to be in that, represented in that table knife. And then he says, all you have to do is say, I direct this light now into whatever darkness you are aware of going on in the planet. One night I might direct it into the pedophilia challenges that we are aware of going on in the world. Another night I might direct it into the deep state. Another night I might direct it into some of the challenges going on with ISIS or in Saudi Arabia or in different parts of Africa that I hear are in trouble. And then you can say, and I demagnetize in the name of Archangel Michael all evil from this darkness now. And you can say that about three times. Take the knife and go. I take it slowly around in a circle so I can cover wherever it is that's opposite that knife somewhere on our planet. That is a powerful thing you can do. It takes me about 2 minutes. Or you can make it longer depending on how involved you get or how concerned you are. It's a powerful thing, this little exercise with Archangel Michael and a replica of his blue flame sword. So I'm mentioning that now because I don't want you to feel like you are left out since you didn't get in on the Michaelmas situation. Not a lot of people did, I'm sure, but he always invites you to call on him, as you'll see as we continue with this wonderful heartstring.
Now, I invite you to place your hands over your heart and to feel the pulsation of my beloved faith manifesting through your heart, your mind, and your will.
You may want to do that right now. Place your hands over your heart and dedicate the pulsation and the light and the joy that's coming in there to Archangel Michael and Faith. Faith is his twin flame, and you're going to hear more about that from archangels in general, from Lenore in a few minutes.
Feel our sponsorship of your mission. Feel the radiance of our auras intertwined with yours. Know through the agency of the Holy Spirit manifesting within and through you that God is real within you, that the light is your very life, and that through this radiance, through this joy, through this divine feeling of oneness with us, that you are always victorious. and that with great determination and aplomb, everything that you set your heart to, your mind to, your will to, and affirm it daily, is fulfilled, is accomplished, is.
I'm going to call on Lenore. If you're there, Lenore, she's going to tell us who Archangel Faith is and who are the other archangels and their complements, their cohorts or their twin flames, and how we honor them, and how much do our broadcasts mean to the archangels, and why. Lenore?
Yes. The Archei are the feminine complements of the archangels. Archei Faith is Archangel Michael's divine complement, or twin flame. As her name implies, she amplifies the flame of faith on behalf of the sons and daughters of God. She has a shield composed of diamond light that she uses also in protecting and defending the light bearers. The other archangels serving on the seven major rays that we work with and their complements are Jophiel and his beloved complement Christine on the yellow ray of illumination, Chamuel and Charity on the pink ray of divine love, Gabriel and his hope on the white ray of purity, Raphael and Mary on the green ray of healing, Uriel and Aurora on the purple and gold ray of peace, Zadkiel and Holy Amethyst on the violet ray of transmutation, forgiveness, and joy. Now there are archangels and archei of the five crystal rays also. So the crystal ray archangels emanate magnificent crystalline energies of a very high frequency, and they are Auriel and his twin flame, Alina, Celestel and Selina, Christiel and Christila, Soliel and Estrela, and Virtuel and Vestrea. A way that we in the Heart Center honor the archangels is by giving the rosaries that we have, which are devoted to them. The Rosary of Faith is a beautiful rosary with prayers and songs to the Archei of the Seven Rays. And the Rosary of Divine Quintessence is also a very beautiful video rosary to the Archei of the Five Crystal Rays. We've been told by them how much they are able to do for God and for us when we are heart-centered, when we give these devotions on our broadcast using the visualizations in these rosaries. They said that we are co-creators with them in emanating these beautiful frequencies to help bring the kingdom of God on earth. Archangel Michael said, "For when we feel your love through the uplifting of your hearts as you sing these songs, dearest ones, even we are encouraged by that which you invoke through your heart's fire. And this encouragement allows us to do our spiritual work with greater fire, greater God desire. For you see, we collaborate with you in those hours of holy prayer. And our collaboration is the cooperation of heaven with earth, of angels and archangels with mankind. This is the type of true brother-sisterhood that is required for the salvation of mankind as a whole and for every soul to fulfill her destiny in the light." And I just wanted to mention one other thing that I remember. A number of years ago, we were told that the Archei are miracle workers. And I've just really, sometimes certain things just really resonate with you, and that's been one. And I call to the Archei very often, you know, for miracles here and there. And they talked about that, actually it was Faith, in the British Isles pilgrimage just this past August. And she said that you can call to us for anything, blessed ones, anything, and we will see what we can do according to cosmic law by the grace of God. So she also said we're always available to serve, to provide those miracles that you require, that your family, your community, your loved ones, and friends require. So there we are with these wonderful archangels and archei that we are so blessed to have, that we are a part of, let's say. Thank you, Donna.
Thank you, Lenore. That was great.
Is manifest. Now, as I have with David, both ascended and descended, the Bozeman pass from Livingston, Bozeman, I come also to protect the children throughout America and the world from the wiles of the Dark One. And I have received a dispensation from Alpha and Omega for the acceleration of the return of divine justice unto those who have abused the children, who have misused their light to their own affliction. And therefore I say, Legion of God across this planet, find now the nefarious ones who have manipulated the children and youth and the unborn everywhere on earth. We reaffirm the judgment upon the abortionists by Archangel Uriel and Aurora long, long ago through a previous dispensation. And we affirm through you, dearest ones, the acceleration of light for the prevention of abortion and for the enlightenment of women everywhere upon earth to avoid the great dark karma of killing their own offspring within the womb.
I'm going to take a minute here and talk to about the new dispensation given to all of the Archangel hosts and how this dispensation will affect this planet and all of us as individuals. We just heard this one, and there's another one in which he says, well, actually, Alpha and Omega have released light also unto all of the archangelic hosts, and that was to bring forth God's holy will in an accelerated fashion upon this planet. And Archangel Michael says to read the words of Daniel in the book of Daniel in the Bible and the words of John in Revelation. But he said that this accelerated fashion really means at a faster rate. And what is involved in God's holy will that is coming about at a faster rate? And this is a very amazing thing, and you're going to hear more about it in another heart stream that we will probably be sharing in December on the days of the elect are shortened. The days are shortened for the elect, in fact, because of what is happening on the planet and because of the prayers of the elect. So praying a lot will bring this about faster. So some of the things that this new dispensation means is that the casting out of the serpents and the fallen angels. We'll talk about who they are in a little bit. It means bringing about divine justice to those who have abused and misused their light, which will lead to their own affliction. The nefarious ones who have manipulated the children and the youth and the unborn everywhere on earth. And you can just get online and read some of the alternative news and the Christian sources of news, and they will tell you about the humongous, horrendous amount of pedophilia that has gone all over the earth, catching unaware men and women, both, and the terrible things that have happened to the children because of this. This is ending, and if you could read the news that behind the scenes, you would learn more about that. There is a man named Benjamin Fulford. He's an intelligence journalist for the White Dragon Society, and he gets his information from the intel groups such as the military-industrial complex, the CIA, and the Pentagon, and members of the White Dragon Society volunteers. Now, these are mostly ex-intelligence and ex-military people and whistleblowers. They are certain retired generals who are a part of what we call QAnon, standing for Quietly Anonymous, who are working behind the scenes to rescue this country and this planet from some very evil forces. He says, and this was amazing to me, I thought, how does he know this? He says, remember, the earth is in lockdown. So they, meaning that he calls them the lizards, or the reptilians, or the Nephilim, you can look up Nephilim in the Bible, it means the same as the lizards or the reptilians, so they cannot get off the planet and no one can get in to pick them up and rescue them. We know that they would like to be rescued at this point because they are losing so badly. You won't hear about this in the mainstream news. They will be the last to tell you because I think they're involved. I'm not being I don't want to be judgmental unnecessarily here, but it's something we can think about and be aware of and pray for. Pray for them. Now, the fact that they have to stay here means that they're going to have to, they're going to receive justice, divine justice. We know that a while back, Hercules put out a cosmic veil of protection around the Earth to protect us from more bad guys coming in from other planets that were up to no good. And this same veil has prevented those bad guys who are already here from escaping the divine justice that's being meted out to them. And if you have studied the Old Testament, you will read about the strange groups of beings on our planet that God told the Israelites to destroy. The Nephilim being one of them, the Amorites, the Molochites, all kinds of ites. But in many cases, they did not do that when God told them to destroy them. You think they might have been beings from other planets? Well, I'll leave that up to you to look into. However, I can remember when I read it, I thought, oh, how can this be a loving God when he tells the Israelites to destroy these beings that are here that they have discovered? Well, that's another story. Gabriel said just a few days ago, he said, time is short for the elect and also for those who rebel against the will, wisdom, and love of God, those who use their will to create division and who curse others, and who misuse the throat chakra are called to task this night by the Lord God and the legions of Elohim purity and my band of the fourth ray angels encircle the earth this night. So our earth is being protected from incoming negative nefarious sources, many of them that have led a lot of people on our planet astray, mainly for money. They knew that that's something that we wanted. Our planet, according to the Lord's Prayer, will soon become, quote, on earth as it is in heaven, end quote. You all know that part of the Lord's Prayer. But probably not in our lifetimes, they say, the archangels say. We are working our way towards this, and it seems long and arduous, especially when we see what we call the deep state acting like a cornered tiger, knowing that they're losing this battle and attacking, clawing, spitting via the mainstream news media. And so what the archangels are basically saying is that we have nothing to worry about. We are winning. But sometimes when we watch what's going on, we are fearful. And that is not helpful. It's a painful process for many of us to watch, especially when we see lots of families split up by their agreements or disagreements. I'm going to share one quick little thing here. There was a letter I got in the mail today. It was called The Salty Sailor. And it was written by a mother. She has written many great books about her son and her family. Her name is Karen Vaughn. And she's the mother of a Navy SEAL killed during an operation enduring freedom in Afghanistan in August of 2011 when the CH-47 Chinook helicopter in which he was riding was shot down. She says, under this title, The Salty Sailor, sometimes God uses the no-nonsense salty sailor to get the job done. Appreciating what the man is doing doesn't mean we worship the salty sailor or even desire to be like the salty sailor. It doesn't even mean God admires the salty sailor. Maybe he just knows he's necessary for such a time as this. I believe with all my heart that God placed that salty sailor in the White House and gave this nation one more chance in November of 2016. She talks about, she says, should it matter to me if a fireman drops an F-bomb in the process of pulling me from a burning building? Would I really care about what came out of his mouth in those moments? Heck no. I'd care about what he was doing. He wasn't sent there to save my soul, and I'm not looking to him for spiritual guidance. All I'm thinking in those moments is, thank you, Jesus, for sending the firemen to rescue me. This salty sailor I'm talking about, she says, is crass. Okay. He's not careful with what he says. Okay. You feel offended that he's not a typical statesman. Okay. But President Trump is rebuilding the nation my son died for. The nation I feared was on a fast track to becoming a hopeless cause. Forgive me if I'm just a little thankful. So that's just a few thoughts to realize who the archangels are working with and why things are looking up. Now we'll go on.
You have prayed, many of you, daily for the cessation of abortion on this earth, and we have answered through many movements and through many miracles. And you will see these ongoing miracles manifest for the safeguarding of these little ones seeking to come into embodiment to fulfill their life plans. So we applaud the work of those within the 40 days for life movement. We applaud the work of those who have been vouchsafed with the mission to support and protect the right to life of the unborn. And there will be more exposures of the infamy of the abortionists and those who utilize body parts of aborted fetuses for their experiments and for all manner of infamous uses. Alpha and Omega have released light unto all of the archangelic hosts this day. To bring forth God's holy will in an accelerated fashion upon this planet. And you will see prophecy fulfilled, the words of Daniel and of John the Revelator, in coming weeks, months, and years within this time. Yes, it is a time both of great darkness and of great light. Yet you can choose the higher way. And as you are an exemplar of that light and of that higher walk with God, many will be saved. Many will be inspired to your example of virtuous lives. So we thank you, precious ones, for your daily ministry through the science of the spoken word. Through these broadcasts, your sacrifices, your givingnesses, and your great love. Let me tell you, precious ones, that we feel the vibration of your love when you so endow the light flowing through you to support God's work, our work upon earth. We feel your virtue. We feel your authenticity and your sincerity. We know your spirits, your names, your life pattern, your tones, and your specific virtues, and the blessings that flow through you, each one. God knows each of you individually, and we are also privileged to know you, dearest ones. Our love for God and for you is great and shall never wane. It shall fulfill its purpose to ensconce you in the everlasting radiance of holiness and blessedness.
One more thing I want to say. So how can we assist Archangel Michael, the archangels and their legions today? Well, he has just said how much our broadcasts our sacrifices, our givingness, our great love mean to him. And one of the most important things, which are mentioned often in the other heart streams, are doing it together, unity, unity in love, which means praying together in the morning broadcasts, which are from, 7 to 10 Mountain Time, 8 to 11 Central Time, and it's a lot earlier Pacific Time. But it's a wonderful thing, and if you have difficulty, if you don't have a computer and you can't do this, you can get on the telephone. And if you have any questions about how to do this in anything that we can answer for you to help you increase what you are here to do, increase the power of it, the light of it, the joy and the love in it, please call me or call Barbara or call somebody that you know that is involved with the Heart Center, or even email the Heart Center. If you can't email, call them. There are a lot of numbers we have. And Donna Dreegan, if you're there right now, could you give the help number? Come on, with star 6. Donna, are you there?
I was talking. I answer it, but I don't even know what the number is.
Does anybody online have the number of the health center call? I should have that memorized.
Yeah.
I know the last part is of one of the numbers for the store, at least.
I apologize. I answer it every time it rings, but I don't know it.
Okay.
Donna, I have the help desk number.
Oh, good.
Okay. It's the contact the Heart Center with questions, comments, or immediate prayer requests. It's 630-894-4410.
Wonderful. Read it. Say it once more.
Okay. 630-894-4410.
Wonderful.
Thank you, Barbara.
And if you
bet.
Dreegan will answer the phone, and she's a wonderful help. And if you can't reach her, our numbers are on the invitation, Barbara's and mine, and you can always call one of us. That's the invitation that you got by email or that you got by snail mail. I want to mention right here an interesting spiritually mature woman who calls herself an intuitive empath and who many people happen to admire because of everything she has said that seems to come true. She seems to be very wise, and somebody sent this little story to me. She claims that there was a being that she calls RX because she couldn't spell or understand the name from him, contacted her mentally from outside our planet. She said, and I'll read what she said. This being that contacted her said, "Your planet is being rescued mainly by the actions of this one person. Your Earth has waited many eons for such a person. He is one that is willing to endure slings and arrows and complete hatred, knowing he would be misunderstood. He came to undo the slave system and to save the planet from its bondage to money. He does so without money as an incentive. He takes no salary. He gives it all away. There will be stories written of prophecies foretold that came to be with the placement of this being. He is unstoppable because of the force to keep him in place until the chains of money and fear are gone. And these chains are so much greater than that of any other force. Not even he is fully aware of this powerful force behind him. He will succeed." And she finishes by saying that we require more unification and love, and that would solve our problems much more quickly. Now we see that Archangel Michael says that we are in a crossroads upon Earth in the battle of Armageddon. And he says that it's imperative that we ramp up our calls to him daily. One thing you could do is say or sing the prayer we just sang at the beginning 33 times. We sang it 3 times. singing it once equals saying it three times. So you could actually sing it 11 times, and that would be equal to saying that prayer 33 times, because each time you say the prayer, it if you sing the prayer, it equals 33 times of saying it. Because when we sing, we are much more intense usually. Our hearts are much more involved when we sing. Singing is a very powerful way to worship God. That's why we always sing before we start our teleclass. So you might want to keep a copy of that invitation that tells you the song that we sang and sing it 11 times a day. It would be really fun. If you can't remember the tune for some reason, make up your own tune. I oftentimes am walking around the lake with my dog in the morning praising God and doing a lot of prayer work, and I will sing some of the decrees that I don't know the tunes for, or they may not have tunes. And that's very powerful, and I always feel much stronger and a closer contact with my presence. Secondly, be joyful, positive, loving, forgiving, and never, never fearful. Fear limits your power and your light. It is very powerful to pray with others. So if you would connect with our store and get the prayer and song book and pray and sing with us, your prayers and songs would be immensely more powerful because you would be doing it with others. Kathleen, who was on earlier, has a powerful broadcast, and she's involved in it many times, but especially on Thursdays usually. She and her husband, Robert, do a wonderful job of that. So we do see that almost everything positive that our current administration is attempting to do, it has been accomplished or almost accomplished. Everything from jobs increase to arresting and jailing numerous people in the pedophilia racket that you won't hear about on mainstream news, lowering our taxes, and most recently lowering charges for pharmaceutical drugs. And much more has been accomplished that we don't have time to talk about. But they are things you will not hear about from the mainstream news media.
Donna?
Yes.
May I say something? I don't know how many people heard, I don't even remember when it was recently, that David said that God sang, "Let there be light." How many people heard that? He didn't say, "Let there be light." He sang, "Let there be light."
Be light, yes. That's powerful. Very good. Thank you, Donna. So anyway, Armageddon is a war behind the scenes mostly. We are winning. We feel the emotions of it. And because we're in something that is called the shift, as we move upward, we often go through depression and ups and downs in our emotions. But this will help you, I'm sure, as you realize that Faith and Archangel Michael and the other archangels are here to lift your depression, give you joy, and help you know that they are fully involved in ending Armageddon as we back them up with prayers and songs, and especially if we can do it together. If you have any questions about how to get online or how to get on your telephone if you don't have access to computers and do this through the telephone, call me or call Barbara. Our numbers are on the invitations that you received. We have just a few more sentences here.
One of my favorite TV shows.
I could speak for hours, dearest one. And I will on the inner to your souls this day. For I multiply myself many, many times over through the hearts of the righteous and through the work of the beloved of God. I am Michael, Prince of the Archangels, called of God to save souls and to fulfill the mission of every light bearer to save all in love. Thank you.
So that is our heart stream, and I hope that if you didn't get to hear it all, you can hear it. We now have a recording of it. In fact, I've got in that recording shortly here. So thank you for joining us, and I'm going to turn this over to Donna Dreegan now.
Before you do that, this is Barbara. Could I give an announcement?
Yes.
Archangel Michael talked about the judgment of abortion and the abortionists. There is a brand new movie that just was released on October 12th that has limited showings in theaters around the country. You're going to have to look for it. But in the larger cities, you can probably find a theater that is showing it. And it's called Gosnell. That's the last name of the doctor that this story is about. And it's about Dr. Kermit Gosnell, whose dangerous and unethical practices in his abortion clinic led to his conviction on murder and manslaughter charges. And he's currently serving a life sentence in prison. And anyway, so look for that. It's supposed to be a very well-made film, not grisly or anything, but it's an excellent film and a way to help people talk to their friends and family and neighbors in an intelligent way about the reality of abortion. Again, the movie is called Gosnell, G-O-S-N-E-L-L. So if you want to go and see it, look for theaters in your area that may be showing it.
Thank you, Barbara.
Thank you. And I'm just going to give a few announcements. First of all, the Fortuna dispensation that you see on the homepage with Our Lady of Cosmic Abundance will end, that dispensation will end November the 1st. So if you have a computer and you're able to see that, you can hit on it and even read the Fortuna's heart stream. Just hit on the banner that says Fortuna Dispensation. And so you want to get to that before November the 1st. Also, this Tuesday, November the 6th, coming up with El Moria. That's Tuesday with El Moria, and he will be speaking that day. It would be probably around 8:15 Eastern Standard Time, but it will be noted. And also, that was the day of midterm elections day, so we need a lot of prayers that day. Also, December the 13th through the 16th, San Diego, California, Prayer Vigil, Planetary Providence, Progress and Peace, the Seven Holy Kamaras, Charge the Earth with Aquarian Love and Light. Thank you so much. And also, you may or may not know, I've even gotten help desk calls about the summer conference, which will be in Mount Shasta and near Mount Shasta. So, and that date will be coming up, Jeanette says, right after November. They'll let us know what those dates are, but that's going to be next summer, which is going to be extremely important. So just wanted to let you know that, and we hope that you can stay afterwards for the prayers. Please do, if you can. Thank you.
If you have time, stay on and share any prayer requests you have, and we will honor them until our next class. Otherwise, if you have to go, we are so glad you were able to join us, and we thank you so much. And I'm just going to end with a little word of prayer here. Thank you, Father, Mother. Thank you, our I Am Presences. Thank you, beloved Archangel Michael and Faith and all the archangels and the sponsors of the Heart Center, Masters, for being with us tonight. Thank you for every that was present. We pray for your blessings upon them throughout their lives and their days. Amen.